Make DC Beautiful Again, video shows city clearing homeless camp. By Hannah Knudsen on August 14, 2025. President Donald Trump is making good on his promise to address the issue of crime and homelessness in the nation's capital, as video shows a homeless camp being cleared. The city is clearing a homeless encampment near the Kennedy Center amid the White House cracking down on homelessness. The nearly dozen unhoused individuals were notified yesterday to move out, aka immediate disposition from the city, reported VUSA 9's Matthew Torres, who shared a video of the clearing process. Another video showed more clearings. This move comes days after President Donald Trump vowed to crack down on crime in the city, officially invoking Section 740 of the District of Columbia Home Rule Act, placing the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department under direct federal control, and activating the National Guard. "Our capital city has been overtaken by violent gangs and bloodthirsty criminals, roving mobs of wild youth, drugged-out maniacs and homeless people, and we're not going to let it happen anymore," Trump declared during the highly anticipated press conference earlier this week. Prior to the news conference, Trump signaled that it was time for the homeless to move out immediately. "We will give you places to stay, but far from the capital. The criminals, you don't have to move out. We're going to put you in jail where you belong," he added, sharing images of homelessness throughout the city. Despite denials from Democrats, including Democrat Mayor Muriel Bowser, who is cooperating but still called Trump's actions unsettling and unprecedented, crime has remained a problem in the city. 2010 to 2014, we had a homicide rate that was maybe right around 100, 170 a year. Now 2023, you got 274 homicides. So you had a significant increase," former Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sun said during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily. "So when people talk about, oh, there's big drop, there's a drop from 2023 to 2024. But it's still significant, double what we had in around 2010," the former police chief added. Trump doubled down on his call to address these issues in a Truth Social post on Wednesday. "Washington, D.C., has one of the highest rates of crime in the world, more than many of the most violent third world countries. The city's homicide rate is higher than places notorious for their violence, such as Mexico City, Bogota, Islamabad, and Addis Ababa, almost 10 times higher than Fallujah, Iraq. If D.C. were a state, it would have the highest homicide rate of any state in America," Trump said, echoing what Sun told Breitbart News Daily, that the D.C. homicide rate is 5 to 6 times that of any other major city in the United States. "Citizens living in fear have largely given up on calling the police, instead choosing not to walk the streets after dark, essentially becoming captive prisoners in their own city," he said, later adding, "D.C. has been under siege from thugs and killers. But now, D.C. is back under federal control where it belongs. The White House is in charge. The military and our great police will liberate this city, scrape away the filth, and make it safe, clean, habitable and beautiful once more."